back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. As we bring on Lance Hornby from the Toronto Sun. A lot of hockey to talk about in the final hour of the show today. Lance, good to have you aboard. How are you?
How are you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well myself. And we talked a little bit about it in the last segment, about how as a sports fan you should feel if your team finally clears this hurdle that has been such a tricky hurdle to clear, but then you don't win a championship. And, you know, tell me a little bit about how I can't imagine Leafs fans are saying right now, well, at least we got out of the first round, right?
Well, yeah, you know what? This has been a long time coming to get as far as they did. 19 years was a long wait, and things, you know, it looked like the road to at least the Eastern Conference was going to be open for them. Most people thought that Florida, you know, just lost too much stuffing in, you know, in getting past Boston. And, you know, it's in a four-round NHL playoff championship, it just takes a certain kind of team. And even though the Leafs are sort of, you know, hope to be built like that kind of team, they haven't come through. And that's from, you know, especially a little bit of self-satisfaction, maybe just getting through that first round. Maybe it took more out of them than other people know. But certainly around here, where they haven't won a championship, it'll be 57 years if they don't pull off a miracle in this series. You know, winning one round just isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, in a market like Toronto, an original six hockey market, that even despite the hurdles of the first round and finally clearing them, it's just not going to be enough when you look at what's, especially the way it's happened here. I mean, how do you explain this? How did we get here? 3-0 Florida.
Well, you know, well, first of all, credit to Florida. They're not a one-hit wonder by any means. Good forechecking team. They were able to find a way to get past the Boston, which, you know, again, curse of the, in hockey, curse of the President's Trophy winner. It's sometimes difficult to continue that in. And, you know, again, another story. This goes for all sports, really. You know, a team that has to scramble to get into the playoffs in the final weeks of the season, you know, comes in with a special kind of momentum and belief in itself. And that's been Florida. Now, I think Toronto should have had ample time to, you know, to prepare themselves and next day a rest. They've had home ice advantage. But the big thing in Toronto is their big four, the core four, as they're known here, $40 million wrapped up in Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, John Tavares. They just haven't had the, you know, they haven't had the scoring success. I mean, it's come off, it's come on. You know, they've got other efforts from lesser players, but you know, the spotlight was on these guys to really turn it on. They had a pretty decent opening round against Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Have not done it. Have not scored at all, and that's how you get to 0-3.
Yeah, fair enough. Can I ask you, going back to when this series started? I guess it was a little over a week ago. How much of a threat did you view the Panthers?
You know what? You knew they'd be, you know, any team coached by Paul Maurice is a very, you know, it's going to be a very detailed one. I really thought it was going to take something out of them to come back as far as they did. And, you know, the interesting thing about Florida is with about seven games, I think, remaining in the regular season, they came into Toronto. They were on the periphery of the playoff race at that time. They fell behind early. Paul Maurice had an epic rant behind the bench, and they won their next six and got in, and really it hasn't left there. So, you know what, I guess the roots of that might go back to the end of the regular season. But, you know, goaltending's one thing. They're getting Sergei Bobrovsky finally playing like a multi-million-dollar goaltender like he is. And Matthew Tkachuk, here's a guy who was, you know, criticized like a lot of these Maple Leaf stars were for not getting the job done in Calgary. He's come here and he's found, you know, he's found a lot going his way. And there's a 40-goal scorer named Carter Verhaeghe, who, you know, was a Toronto Maple Leafs draft pick many years ago. He's taken a long way here, but, you know, in typical, you know, people often compare the Maple Leafs to the Chicago Cubs, and this is, you know, being done in by one of their own here, a Toronto-born kid who's come back to haunt them. So, you know, Florida, even though, you know, on paper, not impressive. Full marks to them for coming through and really, you know, dulling the blade of the Maple Leafs with their top scorer so far anyway. And again, it's going to take a miracle to come out of this.
What's it been like just being around the team the last week? What have the vibes been? Is there kind of a resigned feeling?
Well, you know what? Anytime you get 0-3 in the NHL, yes, there's a. I guess there's kind of a, you know, a feeling that it's, you know, that the end is near and the scaffold is being built. But here's a, you know, the fan base here again. I mentioned off the top, going on 57 years now without a cup. They were, you know, they were happy to go one round, and now, you know, here are these old problems surfacing again. Everything from their stars not playing well to, you know, the odd goaltending hiccup, you know, and you know, essentially blowing home ice, and sure. Now the, you know, it just underlines how badly you know, that people overrated them in the regular season. Another 100-point season, they've had two or three of those now, is going to amount to nothing.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, it's weird to say because of how long the regular season is, but I guess you guys have been through it so much, you know, and all the Leafs fans have been through it so much that the regular seasons just don't hold a lot of water, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're at the end of something you call, in Toronto, we've called the Shanna Plan after Brendan Shanahan when he came
sure,
in around
yeah.
2013, yep. 14. I mean, this was, you know, this was, there's going to be a lot of pain. You know, they brought in Mike Babcock as coach. They had, you know, they were just getting rid of Phil Kessel and some other players, you know, build through the draft, which they did, you know, with Nylander and Marner and Matthews, and then paying as much as they did for John Tavares. So there's just been this thing that here we go again. It's been another, you know, another in a series of rebuilds, and this one was going to be the one that was going to put them over the top because they really tore it down to the studs in this time, this one, and now it's, you know, they're one loss away from really having to look and see if it's going to have to start all over again, if in the summertime they're not going to lose some of these superstars, either through trade or, you know, in a couple of years, Austin Matthews and William Nylander are going to have the chance to leave as free agents. So
yeah.
It's going to be a long summer here.
Obviously, we're talking about a lot of reflecting and, you know, we'll get to looking ahead. But as far as tonight, like, is there any twist here? I think Florida completes a sweep.
You know what? If you know, the one good thing about this, if you're a Leaf player, is that they're not at home, because it just you know, you can just imagine the
yeah.
anger that's happening. It's a bit of a more resignation now, because there's been 4 days off total between the time when Toronto went down south down 2-0, then they lost again. So it's had time to sink in, but there's a lot of anger bubbling over, and you know, if any of that has got to the Leafs, and I think it has, they probably picked it up. You know, even the whole thing. We don't read newspapers, we don't have social media and all that kind of thing. They got to know what's awaiting them when they get home. So I think they're going to have a really good effort tonight. And it's been, you know, they've won some overtime games on the road through the Tampa series, three of them, and lost one in Florida as well. So I'm looking for their best effort tonight. But Florida's thinking, you know what, we're pretty banged up. We can have a chance to end this thing at home. You know, let's go ahead and do it. And, finish the job. And, you know, it's after this, there's, you know, there's no more days off in the series. I think it's a long way for Toronto to come back to win three with, again, without any extra days off in the series.
Lance, last one for you. You mentioned it a little bit about, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be some bigger roster changes in the summer should this team not make some miraculous comeback here. Is that what Kyle Dubas is thinking? I mean, how do you read him?
Well, you know what? Well, he doesn't have a contract at the end of the
yeah.
season. A lot of this banked, you know, his success was banked on this. Brendan Shanahan, his club president, has two more years left. But, you know, it's a unique ownership situation here. Two giant broadcast partners own this team, and they've been unable to really get together on a lot of things. In retrospect, maybe that's part of the reason the Leafs are in this, you know, in this kind of predicament that they haven't had a chance, you know, to have any clear definition at the top. But it might be the changes start with Shanahan. You have, you know, the easiest thing, of course, is to let go of the coach as well. You know, Sheldon Keefe's had a few playoff three or four chances to, you know, to make this team more responsible at the end of the season and make mm-hmm. more of their regular seasons. And now, I guess, you know, as I mentioned before, one of this core four, probably William Nylander, because he has the lowest contract. Someone's got to be a sacrificial lamb here, and looks like it's going to be him.
All right. Well, we shall see what happens there in do they call it the hockey capital in the world? I think I've heard that before. But regardless, we'll see what happens there with the Leafs moving forward. Lance Hornby from the Toronto Sun joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Lance, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.